today we're at 345, and that price has jumped 28 cents over the past month.
Where do we have to go? How far back do we have to go, I should put it that way, to get to an analogous price?
I'm sorry?
I mean, how far back do we have to go to where we get to where the prices were this high before?
Well, the last time prices were this high were 5 months ago on October 4th.
All right. And where do you expect them to go from here?
You know, unfortunately, I expect them to continue to rise. We're not expecting them to be as high as they were last year. You know, around the middle of May last year, we were almost at $4 in the state. It was like $3.96 or something like that. So we're not anticipating it'll go that high, but we do expect them to top out around $3.70, $3.75.
Before they start going down again, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And where do you see that top happening? A month down the road, or what? 2 months? What?
Yeah. Normally it tops out in May, before Memorial Day, and then we start seeing gas prices. You know, the cliche in gas prices is they shoot up like a rocket and they fall like a feather, and that's about the truth because we don't see them fall nearly as fast as we see them rise, but we normally, after Memorial Day weekend, we see them start declining.
Now, there are unexpected factors that may come in, and what I'm getting at is I guess I'm asking listeners, why should I be concerned about Ukraine, for example? And you had some thoughts on that and a possible impact, if you will, on South Dakota prices.
Well, anytime there's global tension anywhere in the world, it seems like it does impact, oil, and which ultimately impacts our gas prices. So, everything that the escalating tensions in the Ukraine could have an impact on us. We're just kind of watching the market to see what's going to happen.
Right, because Russia does provide a lot of oil.
Exactly.